swear it happened. I swear that.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, leave this in because we're back for the second time in one night. And no, we're not popping beers. We've already popped beers. I had two during our recording. But Scott Manzi, Alex Turco, here on the couch. Scott, go ahead and explain. Explain what just happened. Over an hour episode.
Well over an hour after we started recording.
That no one will ever hear.
We spent...
Oh, Siri's mad at us.
We spent 10, 15 minutes just talking beforehand while it was quote-unquote recording. I swear, we record on Zoom, even when we're in person, so we get the video part. It says the recording in progress thing at the beginning. I swear I heard it. And then I went to end it, and guess what? Wasn't there a recording. There was no stop.
So here's what we're going to do for you listeners, just because
just kind of recap it.
Our loyal listener base needs to hear something, Scott. And no, yep. I'm too tired to run through it all.
All right. Would you like me to cue you on everything?
No.
Okay. You're just going to go.
I'm going to spark note this because I'm too tired.
Yep.
I don't want to accidentally get into it. We actually had a wildly off topic, like eight wildly off topic conversations that I thought were good.
Yeah. I mean,
they were fun.
To the annals of history, they will remain.
I even talked about mustard gas in World War I.
No one will ever hear that joke except for me.
The logistics in 1907, because you brought up a stat.
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee versus Alabama. Yeah. Last time Alabama gave up over 50 points was to who?
Sewanee, the University of the South in 1907.
And my question to you was, how in the hell did people travel back then? So we're not going to let you hear that because it's disappeared forever. We did talk a little bit about Florida State and how important these next five games are. They play a whole bunch of teams that are extremely beatable. And our secondary, Florida State's secondary, is garbage.
Yep.
So we'll see.
That'll determine the season.
I say regardless of whether you win or lose, we probably need to make a change there. NFL, I guess.
We talked about how good Bryce Young was. We talked about the Tennessee-Alabama game.
Bryce Young's your guy, man. You made that clear. No one will hear it but me.
You said that you think Bama loses again. That was your overreaction of the week. And I said that we'll have a new playoff team this year.
There's no proof of this, so I can fight that.
Yeah, perhaps.
But no, I do think Bama loses again. Not impressed.
NFL, we talked about parity and how, you know, the league is a lot of teams that are pretty similar.
I cannot win a damn bet in the NFL.
No, and that's
every
made it hard
week,
to get.
I'm battling pretty well in college football, whether I'm slightly above or below 500. I am right around it every single week. And then Sunday rolls around, and I'll do a couple parlays. I actually love teasers in the NFL because I feel like that's where I can get my edge.
Mm-hmm.
Can't win them. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what they are. I lose one of them every time.
We picked playoff teams that are currently out of the playoffs that we feel pretty good about having a legitimate shot. Like, we feel like we would count on them to be in the playoffs at the end of the year. The ones we feel best about. You said the Bengals and the Dolphins in the AFC, and we just both kind of laughed at the NFC picture because it's not very strong. The Packers are the first team out. Maybe you like the Cardinals to rally a bit with DeAndre Hopkins, but man, just not a whole lot of quality teams there.
Yeah, the NFC is an absolute mess right now. It's just the teams that are in the playoffs feel like the teams that are going to make it, minus one or two teams at the very most. The AFC, wide open. Whether the Dolphins win that division, the Bills win that division, the Jets are a team that are fighting for a wild card spot and feel like they could flub at any moment just because they're the Jets.
And your Raiders.
And my Raiders.
Worst record in the AFC, but you still wouldn't want to play them on in a playoff situation.
You don't want to see them. You don't want to see my Raiders.
And then we went coast to coast after a long detour of talking about high school and lunches and other random things and podcasts.
I forgot about that. Yeah, we did. Golly, we recorded.
These are great.
How long did we record? Great.
We went about an hour and 10 minutes. And
just
and
exhausted, it's brother.
Well, coast to coast, we picked our NBA picks. You picked the, do you remember?
Yeah, I picked the Bucks.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I feel good about that. I do.
I picked the Grizzlies because why not?
And I said the Bucks. I mean, big reason I don't think they won last year because they did feel like they were getting hot at the right time, although they were good throughout the season. Chris Middleton, who I accidentally mistook?
Mistook, yep.
Yeah, okay.
Mistook.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to say that one. But yeah, Michael Redd, an old school name. Yep. That's a throwback for you folks. But they both wore 22 and I immediately corrected myself, and that was fun. No one will hear it, but yep. I like to admit to it because that's a fun random name, and we're guys that drink beer and talk about sports. Our fetish is random names.
It is. It is. You know? We also ran through how your driver, Joey Logano in NASCAR, punched his ticket to the final four. And with three races to go, my guy Chase Elliott's still in it. And we made an agreement that we may go out to lunch and watch the final race.
Yeah, I think
along with other things.
We should definitely pencil that into the plans. And then that way I'll be able to look up. That's a late lunch, actually. That would work out even better.
That may be an early dinner.
Okay, that sounds fun. I never get to do that on a Sunday.
Yeah, how about that? And then what was the last thing? Oh, I mentioned the MLS. And
I tuned you out.
Yep, talked about FC Cincinnati playing Thursday night against Philadelphia Union.
Yeah, you brought up soccer. I was
in the semifinal. There was and we talked baseball a little bit. And we talked about how we're both rooting for whoever comes out of the NL.
Correct. Yeah.
We can leave it at that. All right, random names to wrap it up on this abbreviated, 7-minute episode of the podcast.
I hate that we had to do this to the folks, but I mean, at least something came out.
We'll make up for it next week.
Technical difficulties. Yeah, next week we'll come out hot. I mean, we did record an episode today, though. So that's...
We did.
It's not like we didn't put in the effort. You drove over here.
I'm sitting here on this couch.
We drank a beer together.
You had too.
We watched sports. Yeah, I did. It was one of those.
We
days.
Watched the end of the Magic game. We flipped over to the baseball playoffs.
Magic loss in the opener.
Oh,
man, that
and
hurts.
Honestly, one of our more entertaining episodes to date. No one will ever hear it. Very sad. All right, your name. Let's get out of here.
Do I do what I did earlier?
No, I think we got to shake it up.
Fuck. I mean, darn. All right, yeah. Switch it up. You go.
All right, I'll go with a different Houston Astro, since we're still watching the Astros-Yankees game, and the Yankees have gotten a little bit closer with a home run just a few moments ago from Anthony Rizzo. Random Astro name, Carlos Lee. I think they called him like El Caballo or something.
Yeah, I don't even know him.
He was a gigantic first baseman back when they played in the NL.
I want to think of, because you know how earlier on the podcast that the ghost podcast is what we should call it. We were talking about Joaquavius Marks, the running back for Mississippi State. Now I said that's an extremely ghetto name, crazy name. Maybe, I mean, okay.
There you go.
Should I use
name.
That?
And why not? We got nuns.
That's not a throwback, but that is.
No, it's a random name.
It's a crazy name.
We always say random names. No, it doesn't always have to be throwback. It just happens to be the throwback names tend to be the more random ones.
Okay. All right. That's what I want then.
And that's it. Well, folks, again, our apologies, deepest apologies. I will definitely make sure we it's podcasting. It's not live radio, but things still go wrong. And here we are at 10:39 on this Wednesday evening doing a mea culpa just for you, the listener. But next week we'll be back with a more extensive episode. And until then, I'm out.
Oh, Reggie Ball, Georgia Tech quarterback.
Perfect way to end.
Reggie Ball.
Absolute disaster.
I'm Scott. That's Alex.
And this has been the Sports Bar Podcast.